One thing is you're juggling a lot of things. Your golf career and a wife and a family now, and kind of getting used to this a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I mean, it's been an absolute blessing for us. We got a wonderful baby girl, a little over 4 months now. Not going to lie, it was tough at first being away from home, kind of in her early months, but luckily I have an amazing wife that's done so well with her while I'm away and has made it a lot easier, for sure.
I'm sure when she signed up, so to speak, a little bit, that there was, you know, there was a good chance you get married and have a family. He's probably going to be gone for some golf tournaments, so she pretty much knew what was coming, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously easier said than done. You know, it's still a very, very tough task. But I mean, obviously we're blessed with a bunch of family back home that helps out too, both my side and hers. And that's obviously helped a ton, me being away and then being able to watch her every now and then and give Bailey some help when she needs it.
How about your summer? How do you feel like it's on the golf course? How do you think it's been going for you?
It's been all right. I mean, obviously I had one of my better finishes on the Korn Ferry Tour this year. I got a third in Greenville. Played really nice that week. And then kind of the others have been a little bit hit or miss. Not quite the consistency I've had in years past as far as ball striking. But I feel like I have been putting better. So it's only a matter of time before the ball striking kind of gets going. And then hopefully you can see some better finishes kind of towards the end of the year here.
You know, I was checking at your bio, the latest on that. You made 9 cuts out of 15. That's a pretty good percentage, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's been good. I've obviously got the hang of it kind of the last, now that I've been doing it about 6-7 years on the Korn Ferry Tour, I think now. You know, I'm kind of a little more comfortable out there. I've seen a lot of these courses multiple times. That kind of obviously helps with, I don't have to kind of prepare quite as much as I did in years past. But, yeah, it's always good to play on the weekends. Unfortunately, kind of my weekend scores have been struggling a little bit aside from the one, maybe two tournaments this year. So hopefully kind of clean it up here towards the end of the year.
As you kind of touched on earlier, was this latest tournament probably one of your best you've had?
The one in Greenville. So I had a solo second. I can't even remember what year it was. About 4 or 5 years ago at in California, and then I finished third in Greenville, and that was my next best finish for sure. So,
but you mentioned that this latest tournament, you felt like you didn't play too bad.
I mean, the one last week, it wasn't too bad. It's just it was kind of. Our last, like, 3-4 tournaments have kind of been shootouts. I mean, our cuts have been 6-7 under par. So, basically, if you're shooting 2-3 under a round, you're getting kind of lapped out there. That's kind of the story. I've made some great cuts, kind of birdieing the last couple, the last few weeks. So, it's been nice to be playing on the weekends. But the weekends scores have kind of been, you know, that 1-2 under range. And that just doesn't get you anywhere on some of these courses. Fortunately, next week in Omaha is usually one of our better tests of the year, so I think pars kind of go a long ways out there.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you've had some good scores in the past in this tournament, haven't you?
Yeah, Omaha, I've had a couple really good years out there. I'm very familiar with it. I used to work out there probably, I think it was about 10 years ago when I live there in the summer, so I'm very familiar with the course. I've played in it the last like 6 years, so I have a pretty good idea out there. I mean, they like to grow the rough up long. Usually the greens are pretty fast and pretty firm, so it kind of makes for some tougher conditions, and I think that kind of benefits me. A little bit of a grind kind of is what I enjoy doing. Maybe it's, I guess I shouldn't say I enjoy necessarily doing it, but it seems like I do well doing it. So that's kind of my MO and kind of my strength of my game.
I'm sure following what Noah Hoffman is doing as well, and that young man, I'm sure you're pulling for him, and you guys talk, talk as much as you can, but he's had a pretty good run here lately as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was great to see him Monday into 3M. You know, obviously great experience for him, and to kind of get a bigger tournament in before he plays next week also. So, you know, really you got to think of it. I mean, our small little town to have two guys that are playing, you know, Corn or PGA Tour affiliated tours, that's pretty impressive. And even, you know, some of the social media guys and on the Corn Ferry Tour mentioned that, like, oh, do you know this kid from the town of Cook? I was like, well, we're a town of about 7,000 people, so yeah, I do. Yeah, so it's pretty crazy. I mean, especially when primarily all these people are from, you know, the big heavily populated areas. I mean, for a course like Heritage Hills to have two kids come out of there and play professional golf at such a high level is pretty impressive.
I know we're beginning August here, Brandon. How many more events do you feel like you've got here as we're into late part of summer, early fall?
Yeah, I'm going to play the rest of them. Taking this week off, I should say. But after that, we have, I'm trying to think, three weeks in a row, and then a couple weeks off, and then 2 weeks in a row, and then 1 week off, and then one more tournament. So whatever that adds up to, but I think five or six events left. So I'm looking forward to it and kind of trying to finish the year off on a good note.
And the ultimate goal still is to get on that PGA Tour. I mean, Korn Ferry Tour does have some really good golfers and tough courses, but the ultimate goal is still right there for you, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's super cliche, and you know everybody says it, but it kind of takes one good week, and I'm probably about a win away, and then I could be kind of right in the mix. But I just need an extremely good week.
Could Omaha, that type of week in Omaha, could that do it for you?
Win at Omaha would definitely go a long way. I mean, I don't know if I'd have a little bit of work on top of that, but I'd be pretty darn close if I won Omaha, so. I mean, obviously, that's a goal going out there every week. Omaha's a great course for me, and there's a few others that are great courses coming in. So I'm definitely looking forward to the end of the season.
So in the meantime, when you're home, I know you're home on kind of family duty a little bit, but do you make your way out to Heritage Hills just to kind of, you know, work on a few things every now and then?
Oh, yeah, I play with the usual crew every morning almost that I'm back. Actually, Noah's back in town this week, too, so. Played with Noah a little bit today and a few others, and we just kind of enjoy getting out there before and, you know, playing in 3 hour rounds and kind of then getting home and kind of being doing daddy duty. So it's kind of works out good when I'm home.